House Bill 1022, an act to authorize the Department of Corrections to construct prison industries buildings at the South Dakota State Penitentiary, the Jamison Prison Annex, and the Mike Durfee State Prison, to make an appropriation therefore and to declare an emergency.
House Bill 1022 has had its second reading. It's up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Bros.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the Senate. Pheasantland Industries receives no state dollars. As a result of the revolving fund that they have created, which is approximately $1.4 million, they are asking to build three buildings at the various sites, at the penitentiary, at Jamison Annex, and also at Springfield. The building that they are asking to build in Springfield will replace the burned-out building that happened, I believe, within the last year. First of all, inmate labor will be used. And they are saying right now that they have approximately 539 inmates at the various sites that are idle, that do not have a job. By going through with the contract to build this, they will be able to provide 150 jobs to the inmates. And of course, we all know that if we have gainfully employed prisoners, you do have a better climate in the prison. Plus, it prepares them for further employment when they have served their sentence or are paroled. I was very interested in what kind of savings this could be for the state, where we pay the prisoners working on this construction sites. If we pay them 25 cents an hour, I went on an 8-hour day, over 120 days, the contractors that would bid on this contract would cost them for labor $36,000. If the contractors would have their own labor coming in, if we would figure at $10 an hour, we would have 8 hours per day, 120 days for 150 employees, we would be talking about $1.4 million. The cost of the buildings will be $1.17 million to build the three buildings. And you can see just alone, the labor alone could be more than that. In the revolving fund, there is $1.4 million. The buildings will cost $1.1 million, and this revolving fund is set up as a result of proceeds from the various jobs that the prisoners are doing while incarcerated. I'd like to call your attention, first of all, to that this is an emergency. An emergency because the building in Springfield, they want to get started as soon as possible. And of course, they're going to be used for production in these various sites. So I do ask for your support, and I believe it does deserve that because of the savings for the state in building buildings that are badly needed at this time.
Further remarks, Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President. Members of the body, well, I too would urge you to support House Bill 1022. As a member of the Corrections Commission, it's become abundantly clear that after the December 15th fire in Springfield that destroyed their building down there, that we need to rebuild, and we need to rebuild as quickly as possible. To be real honest with you, there's some projects going on, or were going on down there, that are important to the state. One of those is a fire suppression equipment that was being built down there, specialized equipment for the Black Hills and Custer State Park fires. And another issue that they addressed down there was public transportation, the rebuilding of buses for public transportation, providing that much needed transportation in the more rural areas of the state of South Dakota. So this is an issue that I feel strongly about. I feel that we cannot wait on, and I would urge your support of 1022. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Further remarks, Senator Putnam.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. Well, you've heard from two great senators here in support of the bill, and I would just like to add my small remarks. Springfield is one of the prisons that happens to be in my district down there, and I would like to add at least two major points to the debate. Actually, there's no state general funds involved, and as an appropriator for your senator, one of the Senate appropriators, we're always very happy to see that there are funds out there that are made available without coming in here, if you will, and going through the general fund process. And so this will be a big bang for your dollar out there. And two, these job skills, we're very interested in making sure that the folks that are within our penal systems now not just sit idly by and are wasted, have the time wasted or just waste their lives away. There will be skills involved with the buildings of these new buildings. There will also be some skills involved when they go into the pheasant land industries. And I just point out that after they go back, or after the inmate does their time and comes back into our society as a citizen, why, they're going to be further help us out. They'll be taxpayers, if you will. They'll have an ability to have a skill and be successfully employed. So with those two points, I would ask the Senate support of this of the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1022, reminding the body that it does require a two-thirds vote for passage. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich? Larry, Dietrich Elmer,
aye.
Drake,
aye.
Duxbury,
aye.
Everest,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen, Hangey,
aye.
Ham,
aye.
Huttmacher,
aye.
Cleven,
aye.
Ketzel,
no.
Koskin,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
Olson,
aye. Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Vitter,
aye.
Valesky,
no.
Whiting.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 32, nays 2, excused 1.
The motion is received a two-thirds majority vote of the members-elect, and House Bill 1022 is declared passed.